next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombra Taylor. The headlines. 11-year-old boy reportedly missing in Giongwe's Shala village. Mr. Zambia rolls out nationwide election reporting trainings. In international news, UN says Sudanese city had 6,000 killed in 3 days. And in sports, Africa Cup 2027 set for June to July. And now the news in detail. An 11-year-old boy identified as Mapalo Chikwamona has been reported missing in Chongwe's Shala village. According to information provided to One Love Radio News Desk by a concerned resident identified as Tembo Issa, the boy went missing on the 12th of February at around 5 hours. Mapalo is the son of Elita Tembo and Lewis Chikwamona, and his grandmother is Matilda Tembo. At the time of his disappearance, Mapalo was wearing a black t-shirt and blue trousers. Family members and community residents are appealing to members of the public who may have seen the child or have any information about his whereabouts to urgently contact his grandmother on 0973-715927 or visit their nearest police station. The family remains hopeful for his safe return as the community continues to search for him.
Of Southern Africa, Mr. Zambia has launched a nationwide capacity building program aimed at equipping journalists with skills in professional and responsible election reporting. The initiative seeks to strengthen ethical standards in the media ahead of the electoral period, ensuring that journalists are well prepared to deliver accurate, balanced and credible coverage. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Zambia National Director Austin Kayanda says the training program also takes into account newly enacted legislation including cyber security, data protection and CCTV laws. He explains that it is important for journalists to fully understand the provisions of these laws and what constitutes an offense so they can operate within the legal framework while maintaining professional integrity. Government has suspended all livestock imports from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock confirmed the development in a statement on Saturday. Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama announced that all permits for cloven-hoofed animals have been revoked with immediate effect. Munyama explains that the suspension also covers livestock feeds, trophies, skins, heads and hooves originating from South Africa.
Issuance of permits for the importation of cloven-hoofed animal products, such as dairy products from South Africa, will be suspended unless strict mitigation measures are undertaken in accordance with the conditions as provided for in the Terrestrial Animal Health Code of OIE Volume 2 of 2025. Issuance of permits for the transitioning of live cloven hoofed animals from South Africa through Zambia has also been suspended. All issued permits are revoked with immediate effect. We wish to inform members of the public, farmers and all our stakeholders that these precautionary measures will be reviewed depending on the progression of the foot and mouth disease outbreak in South Africa.
Former Patriotic Front Secretary General Davis Mwiler has declared his interest in standing as Chipili Member of Parliament. Mwiler is looking to reclaim the seat he held from 2006 to 2016 before losing to an independent candidate, Jewis Chabi. Speaking during an engagement with Chipili residents, Mwiler asked the residents if they wanted him to stand. He added that he didn't want a situation where he was accused of forcing his candidature on them. The Socialist Party SP has dismissed as malicious and fabricated a social media article alleging that the party has received or sought funding from businessman Ismail Dyer and his associated companies. SP General Secretary Cosmas Musumali stresses that he has never met Ismail Dyer or his brother Mohammed Dyer and has no knowledge of Gold Star Energy or the other entities named in the publication. Dr. Musumali emphasized that the SP has never solicited, received or been promised any funding from the Dyers or any business linked to them. The SP Secretary General outlined that the party has never sought funding from any business house and relies instead on its own established support base. We now take a break to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualifications, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
More than 6,000 people were killed in just 3 days when Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, seized the city of El Fasher last year, according to victims and witnesses cited in a UN report. It was like a scene out of a horror movie, recalled one person who saw bodies thrown into the air as RSF fighters opened fire on 1,000 people sheltering in a university building last October. The report cites evidence of mass killings, summary executions, torture, abductions and sexual violence against civilians. These amount to war crimes and possible crimes against humanity, it says. The RSF has not commented on the report, but has denied previously such accusations. For more information news, we monitor the BBC.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney, addressing a vigil in memory of 8 victims gunned down by a teenager in the remote northwestern town of Tumbler Ridge, has commended people for opening their hearts when the world falls apart. He was accompanied by heads of all Canadian political parties. A partial government shutdown has come into effect in the United States as funding for the Department of Homeland Security has run out. Democrats refused to approve its budget amid outrage at the actions of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Minnesota. The sheriff leading the hunt for the missing mother of a US news anchor has said somebody must know the identity of the masked man captured on doorbell footage.